Friday, the 3rd of October, Dalad Tishrei, Rabbi David Tugendhat, the three Ikorim of Rabbi Yosef Albo.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I was once involved in a Kirov Shabbaton, and there was a young man who was sitting at the table, and he asked me the following question. Now, I have to tell you a little bit about this person. This person was one of the most talented individuals that I've come across. He was a person, one of these sort of super brains, who did many, many A-levels, and he was in the Oxford rowing team, and he spoke a number of languages, and he played a few instruments. And he said to me, and he had recently become religious, and he said to me the following. He said, "You know, I know why I believe in Hashem and I believe in the Torah. I've read the medieval philosophers, I've read the modern philosophers, I've read the Jewish philosophers. And I assume you're a rabbi, I assume that now, you've also read a number of these works." Yeah. Fortunately, he didn't speak to me further at that particular point. But he said, "But I want to ask you a question. When you were growing up, and you were an observant Jew, did you really feel that you were right and that the others were wrong? Did you really believe that you were right? Or did you just think this is an interesting and a satisfying way of life? Or did you really believe that you were right?" So, so I said to him, "I genuinely believe that we have the MS, even though I haven't yet read all of these great philosophical works, because I could see patterns in the Torah. And the more Torah that I learned, the more I could see the consistency over the whole of the Torah, whether one's learning halacha, agadato, whether one's in one particular area of Torah or another particular area of Torah, you could see that there was one holistic picture, and that everything seemed to be consistent. And I felt that was something which was very, very powerful, and it showed the achdus inside the Torah, the patterns in the Torah." And fortunately, he liked the answer, Baruch Hashem, and I got away with it. But what I'd like to share with you is one of these patterns in the Torah that is quite relevant right now as we're in the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, but it's something which is really broader than that, and it's something which hopefully we'll see comes up again and again, manifesting itself in a variety of different ways. And this pattern is the pattern of the Gimel Ikrim, the three fundamental principles discussed by Rav Yosef Albo. Rav Yosef Albo lived between 1380 and 1444, and his Sefer, the Sefer HaIkrim, was one of the first Jewish books that went to the printing press in 1485. What Rav Yosef Albo does is as follows. He takes the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam's 13 principles of belief. The Rambam says there are 13 things that every single Jew has to believe in, otherwise he won't make it, lo sid lo vay. And what the Sefer HaIkrim does is he reduces these 13 principles, which we're all acquainted with, the 13 principles in the Yigdal prayer, the 13 principles at the end of the 13 Animamins, the 13 I believe that we can find at the end of Shacharis in most Siddurim, and he takes them and he reduces them to three principles. And we'll see that these principles come up again and again. So let's first just see how the Sefer Ikrim takes these 13 and reduces them into three. The first five of the Rambam's principles are, number one, existence of Hashem, number two, Achduso Yisparach, his unity, number three, Hashem is not physical, he doesn't have a body, number four, he's eternal, Rishon V'Achron, and number five, Lo Levadi Roi L'Spalel, only Hashem is worthy to pray to. So what Rav Yosef Albo does is he says that we can really term these all under the heading belief in Hashem, belief that there is a melech, there is a creator. That is the first one of his principles. Then he takes the next four of the Rambam's principles. Number six is called Divrei HaNeviim Emes, the concept that Hashem communicates to the Jewish people and to the world. Number seven, that Moshe's prophecy was unique. Number eight, that the entire Torah is from Hashem. And number nine, Lo Yisei Mukhlafas, the Torah is unchangeable. And he takes these four, and he says that these can all go under the superheading, the authenticity of Torah, that Torah is min hashomayim. That is the next one of his principles. And he takes the last four, the fact that Hashem knows all of the deeds and all of the thoughts of man, and Hashem rewards and punishes, and Bavias HaMoshiach, and that there'll be Tchias HaMeitim, there'll be ultimately resurrection of the dead. And he says this is all the third principle of Schar V'Oinesh, of rewards and punishment, and Hashkocha, Protis, divine providence. So Rabbi Yosef Albo says these are the three ikrim, these are the three things that every single Jew has to believe in. If a person doesn't believe in this, as we'll see shortly, there are serious ramifications. These are the three axioms of our faith. There is a Boire, which is belief in Hashem, Torah in HaShomayim, the authenticity that the Torah is divine, and number three, Schar V'Oinesh, reward and punishment, and the concept of providence. He says that these are so important that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah chose these as their format for the Rosh Hashanah davening. And I'm quoting from the Sefer Ikrim, it's in Perek Aleph, or Maima Aleph, Perek Dalet, and in the edition that I'm using, the Chorev edition, it's on page Mem Beis. And he says, and I'll just read the following words. We can see that these are such powerful roots and foundations for our belief. Only through these every Jew can succeed. This is the format of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. What connects Malchias, these 10 Pesukim of Hashem's sovereignty, Zichroinus, how Hashem knows everything that's going on, and Shofarus, the call of the Shofar, Shem Keneged Shleishes Ikrim Halalu, these correspond to the three Ikrim. Lahoir, Leiv Ha'odom, to awaken a person's heart, Ki Baha'amona to Ikrim Halalu, through belief in these three things, Imsif Eim Vishroshem Kafim Ashroyu, together with their various different subcategories, because the Ikrim doesn't really argue with the Rambam. He just says that what the Rambam makes into 13, there are three major categories, three major headings, and all of the rest are branches and subcategories. Kafim Ashroi, if a person meditates on this during Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofaris, Yiz Keha Odom Bedinoi Lifnei Hashem, then they will merit in their din, in their judgment in front of Hashem. So this is something certainly worthy of looking into during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. How do these three correlate? Malchus, he connected Ikka Matthias Hashem to discuss the sovereignty of Hashem, speaks all about the fact that yes, we believe there is a creator, and all of the psukim in Zichron in Malchus, Alkein Nekavelach Hashem Elokein Aliris Mehero Basiferes Uzecho Lesakin Olam Malchus Shakai Yakiru Yedu Kol Yeshei Sevel Ki Lachotich Rakol Berach. All of these psukim, the Kavelach Chumes El Malchus Secho, all indicate the fact that there is a Boire. The second one is the bracha of Zichronis, how Hashem knows everything that's going on. He says this indicates Hashkocha, providence, and Schar V'Oinesh, reward and punishment. Ata Zeichem Ma'asa Olam, you know everything that's ever happened in the world. Upekid Kol Yitzurei Kedem Lefenecha Niglu Kol Ta'alumis, you know everything that's going on. There is providence, there is reward and punishment. And finally, what is the bracha of Shofaris? This is Lirmois to indicate Alo Ika Shlishi Shu Teirim in Hashomayim, the authenticity, the divine source of the Torah. And that's why the Shofar speaks about Aton Iglesa Ba'anam Kvedecha Al Am Kodjecha Ladaber Emohem. You reveal yourself on Har Sinai to speak to the Jewish people. Min Hashemayim Hishmatam Kailecha, from heaven, they heard your voice. And because we find in Matan Torah, Hoya Be'emtos Kol Shofar Chozom Ma'oiz, that this revelation of Hashem is always accompanied by the Shofar, the revelation we had then when Hashem communicated to us, and ultimately also Lo'osid Lovoi, the Shofar, ultimately when Hashem will communicate to us again via Mashiach Tzidkenu. So therefore it's called Shofaris. Shofaris indicates Torah in Hashomayim, and it brings us back to Har Sinai. So that's already an amazing pattern that we see, that Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofaris, arguably the most important days of the year, we're thinking about the Gimel Ikrim. He says that these are such underpinnings of the Torah that the Torah actually starts off with these three ideas. So in Maimar Rishon Perek Yud Aleph, on page Samach Tes in Ikrim, he says that if we look at the opening chapters of the Torah, we'll see they start off with these three ideas. What do we find at the beginning of the Torah? Bereishis Bara Elokim, we find there is a creator. And the Ikrim says that from those first words until Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel, until basically the end of Vayechulu, that all that's being discussed is that Hashem is the Bore, there is a creator of the world. Afterwards, from then on until Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, we find Eile Toldeis Hashomayim until Va'odom Yodeis Chavei Ishtei, we find that Hashem communicated to Odom. Right, this shows that Hashem communicates to mankind, corresponding to the second Ikka of Termin Ashraim. He told Adam and Chava exactly what they were supposed to do, what they were supposed to eat, what they weren't supposed to eat. And then afterwards, we find from Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Chavov, Adam Yoda es Chava Ishtai, until Zephyr told this Adam, the Hibarom, we find at the context of Hashkocha, Hashem knows exactly what's going on and is involved in all of the tiniest details. We see Cain, we see Hevel, we see how Hashem accepted one of their karbonos, we see how Cain killed Hevel, Hashem spoke to him, Hashem punished him, and we see the concept of Hashkocha. Hashem what's going on, knows what's going on, and Hashem rewards and punishes accordingly. So this is the underpinnings of the Torah. And the Ikrim says in Maim Aleph, Perek Yud, page Samach Zayin, that this is the difference between your average run-of-the-mill Poshe Yisrael, your average Jewish sinner, and somebody who is already beyond the pale, someone who no longer merits being someone called Balei Hados. He says, and he brings the Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Chelek, in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzav Yomad Aleph, where it says, "Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek lo'olam haba." Every single year has their own portion. Lo'olam haba shenema v'amech kulam tzadikim lo'olam yishu oret. However, ve'elu heina she'ein lahem chelek lo'olam haba. There are three people that never can blow it. Three people that miss out on their chelek in lo'olam haba. What are these three people? So the Ikrim is going to show how these three people who miss out on their chelek in lo'olam haba are three people whose Ikrim are missing, whose fundamentals, these three fundamentals are missing. One who says Ha'omer ain't tchias ha'mesim in HaTorah, someone who doesn't believe in the concept of the resurrection, he says such a person is machish haschar va'enesh, such a person is denying the concept of ultimate reward and punishment, the third one of the Ikrim. Ha'omer ain't Torah min ha'shomayim, someone who says that the Torah, oh no, it's not from Shomayim, it's just a few people in the desert made it up, or a few people in the temple era, no, it's not from Shomayim, chas v'shalom. Ha'omer ain't Torah min ha'shomayim, he is arguing against the second one of the Ikrim. And then the other person who can lose their portion in the world to come is the Apikoros. Now what is an Apikoros? So he says that the Rishonim say that Apikoros is someone who is Kofa and says there is no creator. Someone who's Machish Matthias Hashem Shuapoyal, someone who denies the fact there's a creator. It's true, he says, the Gemara says there, that an Apikoros is someone who is Mavazeh Talmidei Chachomim, someone who makes fun of Talmidei Chachomim, but he says, yeah, that's just because the Talmidei Chachomim are the Mefarsim Matthias Hashem L'chol Anoshim. These are the people who show the world that there is a creator. So when it says that an Apikoros is someone who is Mavazeh Talmidei Chachomim, who denigrates Talmidei Chachomim, that's because he is someone who denies the fact that Hashem creates the world and wants to go against anybody who believes in that and who is trying to show this to the world. So Ad Kan, the Sefer Ikrim. We find this in a few very interesting places. The Marsha in Masechta Sotra, Daf Lamed Tehil Amud Beis, says that we can actually find places on the planet, places that correspond to these three fundamentals. Where do we find places that correspond to these three fundamentals? So he brings the Gemara Sotra Lamed Tehil Amud Beis, where it speaks about the various different stones that were set up by various portions of Klal Yisrael, starting with Moshe Rabbeinu. If you look through the various pesukim, it comes up again and again. You think that the Jews are a bunch of stonemasons the whole time. They're chiseling out stones, and they're writing on the stones, and there are more stones, and there are more stones. The Gemara says, "Nimtzeis asa omer shleisha mene avoyim hoyu." There are three groups of stones upon which Klal Yisrael wrote out the whole Torah. Echad shehekim Moshe be'eretz Moav. There was one which Moshe Rabbeinu set up in the land of Moav. We don't know where they are, but we're told in Devarim Aleph, Be'eva Yadem, Be'eretz Moav, Hoyol Moshe, Be'er, Esar Torah, and it discusses how Moshe set up 12 stones. Another set of 12 stones, Ve'echot Shehekim Yoshua, Be'secha Yaradein. We know at that moment when the Jewish people were about to enter into Eretz Yisrael, there was a tremendous miracle, and Yaradein split, and there were Kohanim who were holding the Oron Kodesh, and everybody went through, and then afterwards, these Kohanim, together with the Oron Kodesh, levitated and flew across the river Yaradein. And we're told that in the spot where the Kohanim stood, there were another 12 stones underneath the Yarden. Who needs stones underneath the Yarden? There were stones that were put up underneath the Yarden that had the whole Torah inscribed in them. And the third place is the Echad Sheheikim beGilgal, and there was another set of stones after the Jews were at Har Eval, and they had the blessings and the curses read out to them. So then they took the altar which they used over there, and they transported that nearby to a place called Gilgal, and that's all, and on those stones they also wrote out Kol HaTorah Kula. What on earth is going on with this we could say obsession with writing out the Torah on stones and then putting them in places that no one will ever, you know, we don't know where they are. We don't know where they are. We can't find them. What is the purpose of these sets of stones? That's a very good question, no? A very good question. So the Maharshal says, Hakavono bo yodua kamesha kosov balho ikrim. He says that these three sets of stones are based on these concepts of the Sefer Ikrim. Shrei shohem ho ikrim v'yisedi ha'munah. There are three fundamentals of our faith, and he says that Evan, a stone, always means a fundamental. And Evan, this is the foundation stone, which is the foundation of our belief. A stone means a foundation. And when it says there are these three sorts of stones, they represent these three ikrim. Number one, Avonim Shel Moshe, the stones that Moshe set up in Moav. So who is Moshe? That is Yisrael HaTorah, Shenechtav Alem Epi Moshe Shoyerida Mishraim. Moshe is always synonymous with the Torah, the concept of Torah Min HaShemayim. So there's some stones somewhere on the planet that is the physical representation of this one, of the Ikrim, of this fundamental principle. Of Oysom Sheba Gilgal, Vehim Atmon Shebonu Mehen HaMizbeach Bahar Evo, and the ones in Gilgal, Ashesham Nehmru HaKoleif VaBrochus, Shehem Atchava Enish Bekim HaTorah, Uvahavar HaTorah Shenechtav Alehen. The ones that are in Gilgal, which represent Schar V'Einik, that was where the blessings and the curses were read out. So that corresponds to the principle of reward and punishment. And what about the third one? The third set, which is under the Yarden. What was the point of those? V'Eisen Sheikim V'Zecha Yarden L'Heris Al Metziyusoy V'Yechoyotoy L'Chadesh Oilom V'Eis Asher Nichlesu Meha Yarden Lifnei Orin. This is as a sign for the other one of the principles. The fact there is a creator who is in control of nature. He can cause the river to flow. He can cause the river to stop. He can cause these Sehanim to fly without one of these jetpacks. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Yachol, he's the creator. And this is why there was this other set of stones that were set up in the Yarden. And this corresponds to the fact that the first one of the Gimel Ikrim. Interesting, no? Fascinating. I mean, fascinating. How you do? I mean, fascinating. Okay. We find personalities in the Torah who personify these themes. And this is a quote from the B'nai Soscha in Chodesh Nisan, Mai Medalad, Drush Yud, Diba Masra Derech HaRemez. And the B'nai Soscha says that if we look at Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we can see these correspond to the Ikrim. How does Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov correspond to the Ikrim? So we're told Avram pirsei mitziyusa yisparach. Avram told the whole world and published that there's a creator. Right? We know he said, "Is it the sun?" No, the sun goes in and out. Is it the moon? No, the moon's not out by the day. Who created the world? Who created the world? So he was mafarsei mitziyusa yisparach. He told everybody there is a creator. Yitzchak, what's Yitzchak's middle? Din. There is judgment. The concept Yesh Din v'Yesh Dayan. There is a judgment and there is a judge. This corresponds to which one of the principles? Schar v'Einesh. There's reward and there's punishment. And then Yaakov. What do we know about Yaakov? Yaakov was Ish Tom Yoshev Eholim. Yaakov was a person who dwelt in the Olei Torah. He was someone who dwelt in the tents of Torah. He was someone we know who went to Yeshiva Shem v'Eva. He had the wonderful long stay in Yeshiva. And he is someone who is the Amud HaTorah. Torah Min HaShemayim, this principle. As to the exact order we find, so why sometimes we find them in different orders, I think that's because they're all equal. They all have the same weight as each other, so sometimes we'll find them in different orders. If any of you have any better answer, I'll be very, very happy to hear. But we find Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they personify these three Ikrim. The B'nai Soscha goes further. He says, on Seder night, the Leil HaSeder, this is the night of our Emunah. So I wonder if we can find in Seder night these three Ikrim. Any ideas? Three Ikrim in Seder night?
Yeah,
Pesach, Matzah, and Morah. Now, how do we find the three Ikrim in Pesach, Matzah, and Morah? Okay, so he says like this. An amazing idea. This is the same Makar as I mentioned previously. He says, Pesach, hu hayro'o al hashgachosa yisparach b'pratanim toim. Pesach symbolizes this third one of the principles, the third one of the principles, and this is the principle that Hashem rewards and punishes and is involved in what's going on in the world. He knows what's going on, he's rewarding and punishing, he's involved, he's imminent, and he's connected intimately with the world. Where do we see this concept of hashgacha, of providence, concerning Pesach? Why? Shaposach habote b'nei Yisrael b'nokfes Mitzrayim. V'hivchin v'in tipashal b'chayer. Hashem saw exactly which were the Jewish houses, which were the Egyptian houses. He saw which child was a b'chayer, which one wasn't. So you see over here clearly how Hashem is involved in the details, and his providence extends over the world. This is the concept of Pesach. This is why we have a common Pesach, to remind us Hashem is involved, Hashem is mashkiach over the world. There is divine providence. He's rewarding and punishing accordingly. So that's Pesach. Then he says Matzah, and this is amazing. Matzah yera al hiras chidush ha'olam ha'machadesh b'tzuvay. Matzah symbolizes the concept there's a creator. How does Matzah symbolize the concept there's a creator? So he says, because when you have bread, bread is made from a previously existing material. You need yeast. Right, the yeast gets the bread going. However, Masha'eke Matzah, Hurak min Kayach HaPoel, Sha'asor, Ve'enu min Sa'er HaKodum. It's not based on any previously existing yeast that's a catalyst to cause this dough to rise. It's two new ingredients, and you put these two new ingredients together, and you come out with your crackers. You come out with your matzah, and he says, Zahira al chidash ha'olam bara me'ayin liyesh. Matzah is yesh me'ayin. Chometz, you're using previously existing yeast to kick off the chemical reaction. Ma'ashayke matzah, matzah is a new creation in the world. So matzah corresponds to the first one of the ikrim, that there is a creator. And finally, moror, yera al terem en ashamayim. How does moror teach terem en ashamayim? So he says, and one of them is Torah. It says Torah can only be nicknit with Yisurim, some degree of suffering. There's always an opportunity cost for learning Torah. People could be going out, and people could be trading in stocks. We'll leave that one. But people could be going out, people could be making some money. Instead they decide to come to a shir. There's an opportunity cost. There are Yisurim, the Torah is Nini Salide Yisurim. And he says also, we know Brocha Samach Gimel on the base, quoting the Poskim Bamidbar Yotef Yudalit, it says, Zeis HaTorah Odom Ki Yomus, this is the Torah, and then it speaks about a person who dies, and it says the Lord about that, and the Gemara there says, the Torah will only really endure, and a person will only be able to achieve the highest levels of Torah if they really push themselves, and it's as though they're killing themselves over it. So therefore, Mora corresponds to Torah min Hashamayim. So we see over here, Pesach, Matzah, and Mora. Pesach is Hashgacha, Providence. Matzah is Chiddush Ha'olam, there is a Creator. And Mora is the concept of Torah min Hashamayim. And he says that when Adam Orishan sins with the Eitz Hada'as, so it says somehow he corrupted these three principles. He doesn't go into details exactly how Adam Orishan, when he ate from the forbidden fruit, in some degree there was denying there was a creator, there was denying he ever spoke to me, there was denying that he's going to be really taking notice. He denied these things. And this was what the Nochosh caused. The Nochosh caused that these things should be denied. And he says, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because they personified these three principles, they brought these principles back down into the world and showed, no, there is a creator. He does communicate with mankind. And there is providence. And he says that's why on Seder night we imbibe these three different things, Pesach, Matzah, and Morah, and these three things correspond to these three principles which the Ovis brought back to the world. And then in typical B'nai Sotka style, he says, Now that's why there are 365 days of the year, and Shina Samachay. And if you take away the days of Pesach, he says there are 7 days of Pesach, so you take away that, you're left with Shin Nun Ches, 358 days. And Shin Nun Ches are the Osius Nochosh, the snake, because the snake, he corrupted the world, but these are 7 days, the 7 days of Pesach, the Shin Nun Ches days that are left, apart from this, the Shin Nun Ches days, or the days of the Nochosh, has some power over, but in these 7 days of Pesach, so then we managed to find a tikkun for these three principles. So that is the B'nai Yisofcha. We find this in Kriyat Shema as well, the B'nai Yisofcha says, and other Sfarim also say. The first parak of the Shema, we call them, the Gemara Brachos calls it Kabbalas Oyel Malchus Shemayim. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's Kabbalas Oyel Malchus Shemayim. It's knowing there is a Creator. What do we call the second paragraph of the Shema? Kabbalas Oyel Mitzvah. We call it Kabbalas Oyel Mitzvah. What do we mean, Kabbalas Oyel Mitzvahs? We know Torah Min HaShomayim. This is the second one of the principles. And the third paragraph of the Shema speaks about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we see Hashem is involved. Tzchav Oynesh, Hashkocho. He knows there's providence. He knows what's going on. And he is engaged with the world. And so we see in the three paragraphs of the Shema, twice a day, we're speaking about these three Ikrim. That's how fundamental they are. And I think that it's quite clear that the brachas surrounding Kriyat Shema also discuss these three principles. Which is the first bracha? The first bracha is Yoytzer Oyer Uvoyrei Choshech. Oyteshon Uvoyrei Es HaKoyel. The first bracha in Berachas Kriyat Shema discusses Hashem is the Creator. And you look through how He creates the Malochim, and He creates the luminaries in the sky. Baruch Hashem Yoytzer Ha'Oyrei. So Hashem is the Creator. The whole first bracha corresponds to this first ikka. What about the second bracha? What's the second bracha? Ahava rabo v'horeinenu ba soiros secho. Right, the whole of the second bracha of the Shema corresponds to this second one of the principles, Terem en Hashamayim. So what's the third bracha of Kriyat Shema? It's the bracha of God Yisrael. It's the bracha Ezra Sabasenu Atu Me'elon. You're involved with us. You help us. There's providence. You're rewarding. There's tzchad. There's oynish. There's right, the third bracha is all about Aschar V'Einesh. And if you look in the nighttime Birchas Kriyat Shema, you see the exact same pattern. We'll just finish with one more, and that is the this is an amazing idea, and this will give us insight. We're holding on Erev Shabbos. It'll give us some an extra boost, hopefully, in our Avodah of Shabbos Kodesh, of Shabbos. Why? The Avudram quotes a Rishon called Rabbi Kleinimus. And the Avudram says, why is it that on Yom Tov you have the same tefillah for Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv, whereas on Shabbos, on Friday night, you've got Apoki Dashto, on Shabbos morning, you've got Yismach Moshe, B'man Aschelke, Shabbos afternoon, you've got Ato Echad, V'Shimcha Echad. Why did you have three different tefillahs for the three different time periods during Shabbos? Why did you have that? And the Avudram says, B'shem Rav Kleinimus, that the reason is because on Yom Tov, all of the Amidas are the same. It's a standardized Avodah going the whole way through Yom Tov, as opposed to Shabbos, because the three parts of Shabbos correspond to these three Ikrim, these three principles. Friday night corresponds to the first principle, there is a Creator. Atoki Dashto, right, you sanctified Shabbos, when you created the world. Tachlis Maase Shomayim Va'oret. Right? Vayachulu, we say on Friday night. The Friday night davening is all about there is a Creator, the first one of the three Ikrim. Shabbos morning is a different Avodah. Shabbos morning corresponds to the second one of the Ikrim. Which was the second one? Torah Min Hashamayim. Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelkai, etc. Ba'om Doi Lefonecha Al Har Sinai. When he was standing in front of you on Har Sinai. Ushnei Luchos Avonim Ha'irid V'yodah. He brought down the two Luchos, the two tablets, V'kosem Shmirat Shabbos, upon which was written Shmirat Shabbos. So Shabbos morning's Avodah is about trying to internalize the fact that Torah is Min HaShomayim. And we know the Torah was given on a Shabbos. And then the Avodah of Shabbos afternoon, Atro Echad, V'shimcha Echad, you are one, your name is one. There we're speaking about the concept of Shabbos Shelo Osid Lovoy. We're saying ultimately, we know that this world, the Shabbos which we experience is only Me'ein Olam Habo, but the macro Shabbos is Olam Habo. And we know that in future Hashem Echad, Shmei Echad, Hashem will be one, His name will be one, and we know in the future there will be absolute unity, everybody will know of Hashem. This is the time of Moshiach, this is the time of the ultimate Schar of the world. So we see that Shabbos afternoon corresponds to this concept of the time of the Zman of Moshiach, a very holy time, and a time of Hashgacha. And I saw in a Sefer Da'as Shabbos by one of the Talmidim Rav Meisher Shapira, it says an amazing thing. Friday night we say V'yonu Chuvo, Shabbos morning we say V'yonu Chuvoy, Shabbos afternoon V'yonu Chuvom. Friday night there's a Hey, Shabbos morning a Vov, and Shabbos afternoon a Vom, a Mem. Why is that? The Hey corresponds Behebra'om, right? Eilat Tel Shvayim Behebra'om. So the Gemara Menachah says Hashem created Eilam Hazeh with a Hey. Don't have time to go into it now. Hey corresponds to Briyas Ha'olam. That's why we speak about it Friday night, the creation of the world. Shabbos morning corresponds V'yonu Chuvoy, we have the Vov. The Vav corresponds to Yom HaShishi, the sixth day of Sivan, which is when Hashem gave the Torah. And the third one, Shabbos Avnu, V'yonu Chuvom, we have the Mem. The Mem corresponds to Moshiach, the ultimate time when Moshiach will come. This corresponds to Hashkocha, to Divine Providence. Be'ez Hashem, just as the Sefer Ikrim says, by dwelling on these things, we should be Zeicha to Din. So Be'ez Hashem, we should all be Gemar Chasim, or Teiva, inscribed in the Book of Life for us, our families, and Klal Yisrael.